In the Bali Tosfos on the Chumash, there's a discussion about, I guess, learning Pshat in how Yaakov Avinu explains to Reuven the loss that he incurred because of this mistake that he did, which he refers to as Pachas Kamayim. He did something that was inappropriate. It seems a whole question about exactly what it is. There's different days in the Gemara and Meforshim. But whatever it was, Yaakov explains to him the following. Reuven b'chayri ato. You're my b'chayr. V'roi ho'yiso litol pishnai b'chayra. You should have gotten a double portion as a b'chayr. V'gam ha'kehuna ho'yisarua liyos l'cho. And you should have also had kahuna to be the kohen, because the avoida is to be with the b'chayros. The gam ha-malchus, you also should have been the melech. Ki ha-malchus roi libchor, ki d'omar ve'es ha-mamlocho nosan li-hoirom, ki hu ha-bchor. The Malchus also goes to B'chor. So you really should have had kahuna, and you should have had b'chayro, and you should have had Malchus. You weren't zoicha that the b'chayra should be yours. V'nosno Yosef, that he gave to Yosef. V'hakahuna, you weren't zoicha to. L'Levi, he gave that to Levi. V'hamalchus, li'Yehuda. And the malchus that you lost went to Yehuda. So you had three unbelievable areas of godlus that should have been in you and your descendants. But they went to different shvotim, not to you. And what it says, Ahud echsiv uvechilelo yitzui yitzui oviv nosno b'chayros lo Yosef. Because he violated the bed of his father, the b'chayro was given to Yosef. And then he asks a question. Umi goram lechoze? Who caused this to you? I guess this is he's assuming part of Yaakov Avinu's speech to Reuven. Lefisha pochazto kamayim. You flowed, you something like water, kekitoin hanishpoch, like a vessel of water that spilled. V'loi husar lecho klum, you didn't leave over for yourself anything in this bottle or whatever it was that you spilled out the water. Rak haminyan shemaschil le'oilo me'ruvein. Only one thing was left over. You gave up the malchus and the kahuna and the p'chayra. But the one thing, you're called Leminyan HaShvotim, we say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, you're still the first in calling the names of the Shvotim. Ulekach ne'emar kamayim shehem dover lach. Therefore, it's compared pachas kamayim, which is something that's liquid, v'nishar mehem ktsaspikli, when you pour out from a kli mayim, so little droplets are left inside. V'lo kedover yovesh, but not like when you pour out something dry, and I guess if there's no lachluchis there's no dampness in it, she'ein nishar klum. Because when you pour out something that's just like flour or whatever, if there's no wetness there, then everything falls out. But mayim always leaves little drops. So he says, this is what you did. So this is how he describes it. Then he goes on to say exactly what the different chazals say about this what he did. The question is, what is he saying? Umi goram lecho zeh? Who caused you this? What caused you this? Because you were pachas kamayim kekito in hanishpoch v'loyhusaloch. You didn't leave over anything. That's the cause. The cause is I did a chet. Whatever it was, whatever level it was. Of course, he was a super giant and memela. Whatever the level of dakus of the chet, but it was serious for him, and that's what caused him to lose the malucha and the kahuna and the b'chayra. But he says mi goram lecho, and he answers because you were pachas poch shepochasto kamayim kekiton. You were like a kiton. You acted like a kiton. Hanishbach v'loy husaloch klum. You didn't leave off anything. Anything seems to be just a little bit, because that's what he seems to say later. Otherwise, it's a contradiction. What is going on over here? So it seems, and we'll see, you know, what you have to say about it, but it's...
What?
This is not what was Gorim. Gorim was Gorim his chet. This it sounds like because you were pochasta kamayim kekitan an yishmach v'loy husar lecho. You didn't leave yourself over anything. You got rid of everything. That was Gorim. That's not the Gorim. That's the result. That's not the cause. Anyway, so let me just. So it seems that what's happening over here is the following. Reuven. The cause of Reuven's loss of everything was really his insensitivity to the possibility of his loss. He knew his godless. He knew what was magia to him. He should have been had the pchoyron, he should have had the avoidon, he should have had the malchus. That's what he deserved. That's what was coming to him. And by doing this chet, whatever it was, however serious it was on his level, what he really did is he was foregoing almost everything. He left himself a little bit, like left a little water in the thing, enough to be that it's okay. He could still be called by the name Reuven is first. Reuven comes before Shimon. But other than that, he gave up everything. So in other words, it sounds like the Gerim was his insensitivity to the consequences that awaited him. He knew that this is what he deserved. And he should have known, and I guess he could have known, that if I do something which is inappropriate, I'm jeopardizing all of that which is coming to me. And that was the Gerim. It was this sense of giving up, letting everything pour out. Otherwise, Shaychus, letting everything pour out, ignoring the Kahuna and the Malchus and the Pchira, and the only thing, just like a little bit, okay, maybe something, you know, something will be left for me. And that was the Gerim to this mistake. Had he been focused on consequences of his actions, then he would have had the ability to have more yishuv hadas, if that was part of the chet or whatever it was, he would have been able to control that mistake. And I think that what this really says is that there's a very, very powerful lesson here in terms of a person avoiding doing something, making a mistake in judgment, or acting too quickly or too frivolously or too without enough yishuv hadas. We have to be constantly thinking, that's like, I guess, what Chazal say, efsid mitzvah keneged schora, that look what I stand to lose. Look, and that makes all the difference. That if a person realizes, and the lack of looking is the gerim. In other words, if I look at that, there won't be any gerim. I'll be able to. It's almost like iatoboli de avero. And one of the things that have to be mistakel is look at the consequences. Look, he wasn't focused enough on what was at stake. He wasn't focused enough on what he had in his life. And the mela, that was the gerim. If not for that, he would not have made such a mistake. Even whatever the mistake was, but the realization of consequences would have made all the difference. The truth of the matter is that there's a very, I don't know how popular it is, but there's a very interesting philosophy in discipline that somebody wrote a book many years ago about how there are certain rules, and then a person has to know what the consequences are. And when he chooses to violate the rule, he really has chosen the consequence. You have really put yourself in this matzav. You didn't leave yourself over any water in the thing. You put yourself, it's like you said, I'm foregoing this, I'm foregoing this, I'm foregoing this. If a person, when he acts, realizes what he's foregoing by those actions, he'll be able to maintain the proper course. And the lack of that focus, that's the goyrim. The gerim of everything wrong that a person does, it seems, is the lack of paying attention to the repercussions and the consequences. Something that's very poshut, but something that's very easy to forget, and to put it in such terms is that that's really what you're doing. You're really foregoing the consequences. And it was the Goyrim, I guess, I mean, I don't take it a step further, that's because of that, that's what had to happen. That chet, that crime of foregoing the consequences, that's why you talk, we're entitled to the consequences, and therefore you lost what you lost. Oh, let's leave that for a moment. There's just another little, very brief thing here that's also interesting. He says here, chilalto yitzui, in the bottom piece, so it says, dover acher, oz chilalto yitzui olo, chilalto yitzui shenis'alo yoyser mishal avoisai. Yaakov Avinu accuses Reuven, he says, my bed, which was elevated more than my father's, you desecrated. Why? Shebohen hoyo psul over mitosu loinim tzopsul. In their mita there was a psul. Avraham had Yishmoel, Yitzchok had Esav, and I didn't have any psul. And you desecrated it. You took away that hisalus, that elevation that I had in my mita above that of my father's. And just think about it. That look at the equation over here. I had an advantage over them. Why? Because all my children went in the proper derech. He had a Yishmoel. He had an Esav. Now, one of my children committed a chet. Was, you know, as dakis as it was serious for him. And Yaakov Avinu says, you took away the hisalus that I had over my father's. You didn't have a Yishmoel. Reuven's not a Yishmoel. Reuven's not an Esav. Reuven did tshuva for his chet. Reuven was whatever dakis tika chet that he committed, but, you know, and serious consequences, but. And it seems that in terms of this mito shlemo that Yaakov Avinu looked at, and in terms of the comparison to his ovis, that in his mind, in his feeling, and I guess in the reality of things, that the psul of a child that does something wrong is equated to the level of, it's not, it's missing. The shlemus is missing. I didn't have an Esav, I didn't have a Yishmoel, but I had a son who did something wrong. It's a scary idea of the seriousness of a mistake that our children make. I know that Rabbi Ari Levine, Zechrono Livrocha, used to tell everybody, and I'm sure he used to do it himself, that every day in Shmon Esrei, a person should recite the words of Sehi Mitosi Shleima Lefonecha. It's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that my mita, my bed, my descendants should be Shleimim, to be mispalel for the future generations. We don't sometimes have an appreciation of what it means that a child does something that's inappropriate. And it's such a tefillah that it changes my whole matzav. Sehimi tosi shleim, when he says every day to say sehimi tosi shleim lefonecha. On the other hand, I think having said this and just a picture of how serious it is and how serious we have to take child rearing and dealing with our children, we can't let it become so overwhelming that we make the people crazy. In other words, if we want a mito shleimo, it's not necessarily that we're, you know, breathing down everybody's back and making everybody and making everything forbidden and overwhelming everyone with pressure and with this. That doesn't say that. We have to figure out the way that it should be the most mito shleimo. But we should have in mind that idea that the psul in that is extremely serious. Yaakov Avinu equated that with the matzav of his ovois that had such you know, children off the derech. So it's serious. The responsibility for chinuch of our children is a very responsibility that has to be taken very seriously.